Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, a little bit earlier this morning, I was putting some clothes out, getting ready, because I'm heading off to Miami tomorrow. First time in Miami, in fact. Been to Florida, been to Tampa. Never been to Miami, so very much looking forward to it. I'm going to a business event, and Marsha's coming with me, so we're going to, it's going to be very exciting to visit Miami. I know it's somewhere that she's been before, so she's looking forward to showing me around. But I'm going to a business event, all about how learning from a entrepreneur who's scaled his business, not actually that very old, scaled his business, built his team, make a lot of impact, a lot of systems within the business. And as you guys all know, you know, you watch what I do, you know, my objective is to help as many of you as possible. What's my point here? Well, in order to get me to where I want to be, I've got to continually learn from other people doing and using systems and processes that have helped them to get to where they want to be, if it's actually going to help me and my vision become a reality, continue to grow. We can always keep learning. And so what got me thinking when I was putting all my stuff out is like, you know, my whole career, you know, I'm 45 this year. My whole career has been investing in people to learn how to get to the next level. People that can help me achieve my goals and objectives. And there are differences of opinions in certain people. You know, there are certain people that have gone through their whole life without having any mentoring or guidance, and they're the people that go, you don't need any mentors, you don't need any of this. And I get that, right? Because one of the things that we noticed in some people is the leadership traits, the knowledge, the skills, the abilities in people. Some people actually have them. Some people could get a lot further, you know, if they actually had more, in my opinion. But I personally, throughout my whole career, have spent a lot of my time going to find people that I deem to be a leader in what they do and spending money and asking them exactly how they've achieved what they've achieved. And sometimes I'll go to events where I will be there not only to learn from one individual, but I'll go there to learn from other people, going for dinners, conversations, picking up ideas. You know, some of the best ideas I've had for my business have just been sat having meals with entrepreneurial people or great coaches over the years. And so what got me thinking today was the fact that, you know, I have, especially on my social media and even in the gym, I used to have a lot of people coming up to me and saying, I want to work with you. And nowadays, you know, I help a lot of coaches, myself and my team, whether it's our personal training mentorship or our business coaching programs. We help a lot of coaches that are struggling to kind of find their way of being able to connect with a certain amount of people. Now, we all know from a personal training perspective, when you start in the gym, it's all about you. You're just being a chatty personal person. People want to talk to you. People want to get to know you. And in doing that, the person, just because by virtue of being a personal trainer, they just place their trust in you that you know what you're on about. And whether or not you get that person to where they want to be, or whether or not, you know, they just enjoy working out with you in the early days, and then you get to that kind of point where you're kind of a bit sick and tired of working with loads of different people. And then online, you start putting posts out and you realize that no one's engaging with you. You realize that no matter how many, you know, messages you send people or whatever, it just seems to fall on deaf ears. And there's two things here. Well, one main thing, in fact. In the online space, what a lot of you guys fail to understand is that it's easy to be a likable person in the gym because you're walking around and people see your personality. They see how you carry yourself. What you don't realize is that you're displaying the, if you're getting loads of clients as a personal trainer, you're displaying these qualities that people want to see in a leader. Someone that's going to be able to help to guide them to achieve their goals. Okay. Then when we think about the online space. And this I want to really help you with this right now. The online space is somewhere that you have to start not just seeing yourself as somebody that's just writing posts. You actually have to identify yourself as a leader. And I want you to just sink in for a second. Yeah, but hold on a minute. I don't see myself as a leader. Well, if you want to be successful, you must start thinking that anybody that's going to want to work with you, spend their money with you, hire you as a one-to-one online coach or personal trainer, you will always work with a mixed bag in the gym until you want to start to really hone on the type of people that you want to work with. So then people are starting to watch you and they're thinking, oh, do I want to work with this person? Do I want to work with that person? Then the referrals start to happen. And they're referring based on the qualities of who you are and the ability of you as a coach. But when we go to the online space, this is where we start to struggle a little bit. And this is where I notice this nice transition when personal trainers are on the gym floor and they're working with people and, you know, they are building their self-confidence, they're getting results, and then they just shift into the online space and they start to, with confidence and certainty in their own ability, present content and people start to latch on. And then we have people that haven't really established themselves as PTs or never really done any PT and go straight into the online space and they struggle and their content doesn't sit with people because the first thing you're starting to do when you go in the online space is just creating posts. You're just creating posts. I've said this many times before. It's just posts and content, posts and content. So you're just talking about sleep and stress and then you're putting some pictures out of you training. And there's nothing really to your brand, okay? And then I flip this on its head and I say, what do you want planet Earth to do? What do you want planet Earth to do? Because in order to be successful in the online space, okay, very different from personal training, in order to be successful in the online space, you have to turn up on your page every single day as a leader. I'm going to talk you through kind of four traits that I deem to be really, really important for people to latch on to what you're saying, to buy into your thoughts, ideas, and methodologies, to engage, and then want to get on a phone to have a conversation to ultimately become a client. And I want you to just let that sink in, right? For me to choose to spend thousands of pounds with an individual, bearing in mind there are lots and lots and lots of successful business coaches around the world or business entrepreneurs around the world, what makes me latch on to an individual and spend money with them? What makes me latch on to coaches around the world over the years that I've learned from? I identify traits in them individually that inspire me that want to spend money with them. But no matter how many people there are in the world, their message is cut through and attached to me. So I want you to understand that, you know, you personally, if you just keep putting content out every single day, you are the same as everybody else. The people that really cut through are the people that identify themselves as being on this planet to achieve something and help people with something. And then identifying in you what you have that people need. So I want to just stop for a second. In order for you to be successful in the online space, personal training, it's going to be all to do with your personality. It's going to be to do with your knowledge and the time on the floor. Okay? This is why it's very less pressure to build your personal training business and clientele. As soon as you go to the online space, there's millions and millions and millions of people all trying to get the same level of attention. And I'm going to keep coming back to this. The only time you are going to be successful online is when you identify yourself as somebody that's going out every day to lead. Leader. All right? So I want you to just think, what am I on planet Earth to do right now? If I'm going to be putting my content out every single day, what am I on planet Earth for? I was put on planet Earth to help people build a physique, something that I didn't think was possible. And through my knowledge and application and skill, I was able to then inspire other people through my journey to achieve the same, level of confidence that I never had as a child. And that's what inspired me every day of helping people build a better body shape. And I told that story of never really having a body, never really having confidence. And that's why I was so dedicated to helping everybody that I did. And now I'm in this position where at 19 years age, I didn't actually think I'd amount to anything. And now I'm teaching trainers all over the world. And that's why I'm up first thing in the morning creating podcast content. That's why I'm doing webinars. That's why I'm, you know, speaking inside my coaching programs, because I just want you to have the same opportunity. And I believe that I need to have a certain amount of traits that I've built over the years. And I would like to think that you guys would see me as a leader. And then when you want to work with me and be involved in our coaching programs, that's what we're trying to do. So why would somebody choose to engage or follow you? And I was talking to somebody yesterday who has been involved in different coaching programs and said, the one thing that you have picked up on me is that I, on my content online, have not identified one, who I'm speaking to, but two, I'm not showing up as a leader. And I said, that's it. So let's get into the traits of leadership, in my opinion. Right. And let's just look. Right. And I want you to either get a friend or a colleague or whoever it may be, or you can self audit yourself. When I look at your page and look at what you do, is it very, very clear to me what you are on planet Earth to do? Just say that. Well, I'm teaching like exercise tips and stuff. Well, is that a clear, dedicated mission to help certain people achieve something? No, it's just posts and content, right? So why would somebody choose to engage with you or other people? What journey are you taking people on within your content and everything you're putting together? Now, there's four things I want to take you through. Confidence. Do I see you speak, present yourself with confidence, with certainty, okay, in your ability to do what you say you do? Is there credibility, i.e. can you show evidence of the thing that you say that you do? Are you consistent, i.e. you've committed to posting four times a week, five times a week? Are you leaving it a week at a time? Is there such a huge gap between what you're putting out there? And fourthly, are you inspiring people? Are you leading by example? If you're talking about health, fitness, and exercise, be in bloody shape. Look well. Do your hair, male or female, shave, guys, cleanliness, presentation. Are you working towards things? Are you showing people that you're leading from the front? I'm going to go back to confidence. When I watch people, coaches, put their content out, I see almost like a copied version of, you know, you can achieve this, you can do that, you can do this. It's the same type of content. And there's no difference. There's no confidence in your message. I work with a lot of people inside our business coaching programs and saying to them all the time, get down to the core of your being right now. Speak to your 10, 15-year-old self as a 20, 25, 30-year-old male or female. What are you saying to them right now about what's possible in life based on what you have been through? Because until you're speaking from the heart about what it is that you're on planet Earth to do, no one's going to notice any difference between you and anybody else. Until you are showing that you are able to achieve results with people on your page, no one is going to see you as any different to anybody else. Until you're showing up consistently every single day, no one is going to take you seriously. No one's going to take a shop seriously if it's open 1 day a week, 3 day a week, 2 day a week, and then has a week off. People need to be there and need to be reliable, you know? And you must then, therefore, be inspirational. I have never paid any money to anybody to learn from if I don't think they're inspiring. You know, I'm not going to go to an overweight nutritionist. I'm not going to go to an overweight, you know, a psychologist who doesn't have self-care and their own physical health and well-being. You know, it just doesn't work with me. You're not going to go to somebody to learn about money if they're not actually making money. You're not going to go to somebody for real estate advice if they're, you know, don't invest in real estate themselves. So there needs to be credibility, confidence, consistency, and you must inspire people. Now, if this is not you, then you need to stop and identify What am I on planet Earth for? What is the journey that I'm taking people through? Month one, month two, month three, month four, month five, month six. What's the outcome of me working with somebody? What are people going to be paying me for? Why would somebody choose to engage with my content or follow me over anybody else? Until you can define that and get clear about that, then you lack clarity. And when you lack clarity, it's realistic to expect people to also lack clarity when they see what you're about. When you see people doing well, go down their page and say, where are they showing confidence? Where are they inspiring people? Is there credibility in what they do? Are they consistent with what they do? And I will tell you at this point right now, when you see those things, you'll see somebody making more money, helping more people, building a brand. Don't go out every day to create a piece of content. Go out every day to learn how to become a leader of people. Clients, you're not just providing a check-in. You are guiding people effectively towards goals and objectives. And in doing that, they need to be led by you. So that therefore you have to have that level of confidence and credibility and certainty in your ability. You have to show up consistently. You have to inspire and lead from the front. So today, one of the things about leadership. Okay, cool. I'm going to clearly identify what I'm on planet Earth to do, who I'm here to help. I'm clearly going to write down the journey that I take people on and the outcome. Now, you're not probably going to get that straight away, but what is the outcome that you're trying to help people achieve? I speak to coaches that I work with who have incredible transformations. I have see coaches that I work with who have average transformations, but they're working their ass off to become a leader and get to that pinnacle of result. And I see consistently that the results are getting better over time. But 6 months down the line, if your results are still the same, you're not identifying yourself as a leader. You're not identifying somebody that's trying to inspire people with change. So if you are having somebody follow you and you're getting average clients all the time, go on your social media and say, are you a reflection of excellence or average? It's normal to expect people to not to want to hire you if they're seeing a consistent level of average results. If you're somebody that's showing consistent progress, not in your own journey, in your own personal development, in your own body, and with your clients, people are going to see you as a leader, attach onto you, and want to work with you. Now, this is one of the biggest reasons why the work that I do inside our business coaching programs, inside our personal training mentorship programs, is we help people learn the skills and confidence and credibility and become an inspirational person in themselves. And when you do, people want to work with you. When you do, people want to pay you well for it. But it's the missing link, in my opinion. Not just personal development, it's the missing link. Is a leader doesn't have to be the Elon Musk of the world. You've just got to be somebody who's guiding people to achieve goals or objectives consistently with confidence, with credibility, and being an inspirational character. And if you're not working towards that, then you are going to struggle. And if this has just parked some thoughts into your mind today, then I've done a great part of my job, because the first part of change is pricking your ears up and going, yeah, that's resonated with me. Now, if you want my help to become a leader, to inspire people and build your self-confidence, then all you need to do is send me a message with the word build. On June the 6th, we start our new coaching program that's actually been running for 6 years. We just had a rebrand. It's Coaching Concierge Build. We'll help you to craft yourself into a leader to get to consistent 5 to 7K months within your business. And then we can work with you to take that to the next level once you're there. But it really starts with the leadership qualities. And if you don't have those, then all you're really looking for is tactics and strategies, which don't stand the test of time. So if you want to help, drop me a message on Instagram, word build. If you have any questions, please drop me a message as always. And speak to you soon. Have a good day.